You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, happy holidays, everybody. Time to talk a little Cardinals baseball. I'm Dave Raymond with Tracy Ringlesby this week. And, hey, Tracy, last week we got together and talked a little bit about the Cardinals offseason and the fact that really fans shouldn't lose hope because they've had a history of navigating off seasons, maybe not putting up the big headlines, but then still winning close to 100 games every year. All of that said last week, do you like where this team sits currently, given maybe what the other teams in the division have done, specifically the Chicago Cubs? I mean, things have changed. The dynamics have changed here.
But I don't think you can always react to what other teams do. I mean, I think that's where you start chasing your tail and you wind up creating problems for yourself. I mean, you have to look at your team and you have to look at your roster and you have to say, what makes us a better team? We don't have to do something flashy just because the other people have done something flashy. Because that's how you start to make a move that doesn't necessarily fit your plan, but you're trying to appease the fans. You know, I remember covering the Colorado Rockies when Bob Gebhardt signed Dante Bichette to his last contract. I said, how could you do that? How could you give him that three-year contract? This was in November. He goes, well, if we don't, we're going to get roasted all winter by the fans. And the media, and the fans are going to be mad. I go, if you're not winning in August, they don't care who you sign. You have to make decisions based off what you think's best for your team, not because you're trying to appease a fan base. And I think the Cardinals, because their fan base is so strong, and because I think in general the people there have long-range faith in the way that organization goes about it, that their fan base is probably, once you get past the few people that want to make a lot of noise, their fan base is probably pretty patient and understanding because they haven't had to wait long to be rewarded for that patience. They haven't had to go through what other teams have had to go through. They haven't had the 30 years without a world championship that Kansas City had or 416 losses in 4 years in Houston, you know, where the fans become very skeptical about the decision-making. Even though you're making good decisions, they doubt it because your track record says that things aren't going to be good. Cardinals have a great track record.
Yeah, no, it is a good point. The other thing I think that works in their favor, and look, whether you win the division, that's the simple way to go about things, but you do suspect another wild card at least to come out of the division, if for no other reason than you've got two decimated clubs in that division with the Brewers and Reds. And if they're not quite decimated yet, they're headed there quickly as they're trying to sell everything off. So you'd figure there to be plenty of kind of low-hanging fruit for the Cardinals and the Cubs and the Pirates in that division anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that's 18 games a year against both those teams. So 36 of your 162 games are going to be against those two ball clubs. And, you know, again, I think when you have clubs going through what they go through, it's like having spent since the inception of the Rockies, watching them play, teams come in, and the good teams, the teams that are going to win, they take advantage of those clubs because they're fundamentally so sound. They don't make the mistakes to lose to them. And that's what, you know, will be an edge there. It's part of why you saw the National League Central be able to send both wild cards to the postseason this past year. I mean, the teams were good, but they also took advantage of being in that division.
Yeah, maybe a bigger story for this team, and I mean, I think it's a big story and gets plenty of play, no doubt in St. Louis especially. Yadier Molina is really such an incredibly important factor for this team, the way he handles that staff and his impact on the running game and even offensively. And yet again, another surgery for him on that thumb. They're talking about him being ready, hopefully by spring training. But I think if I were a Cardinals fan, I might have more concern about, you know, Yadier Molina's health going forward than I am about certain pieces that may or may not be coming their way.
I think that's a great point, David. And I think what you look at with him is he may be ready opening day, but, you know, with what's happened in the last couple of years, how many games is he going to be ready for during the season? And, you know, with a catcher, you get 120 games out of him, you're doing pretty well because you've got to find times with the travel schedule the way it is with the lack of greenies, you know, under the drug agreement. Everybody talks about steroids. They forget about what greenies did and how 162-game seasons disappeared. And I think a position like catcher, it has a big effect because you do get your energy zapped. In the Midwest, on top of everything else, with the humidity and the heat of the summer, and that's why picking up Peña was a move that I think that the Cardinals knew they needed to make. Not that they think he's going to ever replace Molina, but he brings an offensive aspect to the game that they haven't had from their backup catchers in the Molina era, so it makes it a little bit easier at times to take that step and give Molina the day off you need once or twice a week.
What about, you know, one aspect of the team I don't know that we've examined terribly closely is the bullpen. That seems to be where a lot of teams trying to make it back into relevance. Again, I think of the Astros. That's one of the quick fixes I thought they did last year, was really build out that bullpen. We see teams like the Texas Rangers very healthy and very deep in the bullpen. That's made a big difference for them. The Cardinals' bullpen, you know, we talk a lot about the starters. How do you like the makeup of their pen?
I think they've got some power arms down there. Rosenthal's, you know, honestly shown he can close, but when you look at guys like Segrist and Maness and Lyons and Walden, they're guys that have pitched late in games. They're guys that can strike batters out, so it gives you a little more confidence. But the biggest thing I think the Cardinals have with them is when you have Wainwright, Martinez, and Waka at the top of your rotation, you actually have starters that you can expect to go seven and into the eighth more often than not, as opposed to what a Kansas City has done or what's going on in some other places that you're satisfied once you get through the sixth inning. I think the Cardinal mentality with their pitchers has been more about pitching deeper into games. That takes some of that pressure off the bullpen.
It's true. It's sort of the inverse of what every other team does, right? Where they want the deepest bullpen they can get to cover up the lack of starting pitching. I guess they go the other way around, lean on that starting pitching to protect that bullpen. But it has worked. It's a formula that works really well.
Yeah, and I think it's part of the mentality that they create as they develop pitchers is pitch into games. And when you get to the big leagues, you had Carpenter, now you have Wainwright, you have veterans that really push that forward. I mean, most teams don't have that in their rotation. But you have that in St. Louis. And then all of a sudden, the young guys like a Waka, who is still pretty young. You know, we forget he was 21 when he had his big year. So, but, you know, the guys like Waka and Martinez, they get caught up in watching Wainwright and the way he approaches things. And it becomes a mental part with them. You know, I'm going to push my way forward. I want to get to that next inning. I want to. It's kind of that old school mentality of, you know, stay healthy and pitch your innings. And if you can limit your pitches in each inning, then you can actually throw more pitches. And I don't mean stay longer in a game, but you know, 100 pitches in six innings is a lot different than 100 pitches in seven innings, because that means you're throwing fewer pitches in tight pressure situations. So that's what they strive for, is pitch efficiency so they can pitch more innings.
Well, Chase, we know this. It's going to be another crazy division again, with the Pirates and the Cubs joining the Cardinals as, you know, really maybe top three National League teams. They certainly were last year. And we got a long ways to go. This offseason is not done yet. I think John Mozeliak probably still has a few more tricks up his sleeve. As always, though, thanks for the time.
Oh, anytime, David.
Okay, there he goes, Hall of Famer Tracy Renglesby. Then MLB.com Extra, the St. Louis Cardinals edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.